Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the show. Big intro. I want to say thank you for coming in. I'm going to be taking a caller right now live. We've been holding for over 5 minutes. We're going to go live with that caller right now and see what we got. Okay, you're on the air. Hello.
Hey, is this Dave?
Hey, who is this? Yeah.
Oh, my God. Is this really Dave Sponheim?
This is Dave Sponheim, and you're live with Dave Sponheim. What's up, man?
Wow, this is really Mad Dog. What's going on, man?
Hey, man. Thanks for calling in. Appreciate it. Yeah.
Man,
woo-hoo. So
a long-time listener, first-time caller. Can I get some cowbell, man?
Yeah, I wish. You know, cowbell is always on tap here at the OK Corral. Old McDonald Trump's farm we've got here, Mad Dog. Thanks for calling in, man. This is great. I think can't get over, you being the first caller. It's good you broke the ice. Appreciate it.
Oh, man.
Cowbell,
this is exciting. I really like this, Dave, for real, man. This is like the big time, man. You've hit the big time with this. This is like awesome. Not that you weren't already the big time, but this is like it brings a whole new dimension to the show. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what I said. This is definitely pitted. We are constantly dealing with the fact that people can't call in. People can't call in, and we're constantly dealing with that fact. So we've got now an opportunity for people to get their word in, and we can take their calls. So we got another caller coming in, Mad Dog. You want to add? We'll add
okay,
them to the phone
well,
call.
Okay, well, hey, I'll let you go. Thanks for talking. I'll let you talk to the next one. Bye.
Okay, take care, Mad Dog. Bye-bye. Whoop, we lost that caller. Okay, caller, you can call in anytime. This show is getting better. We were wondering about how to do this, and yeah, woohoo! Yeah, Mad Dog, thank you. Anybody can call in on this number if you can reach it. So we're not seeing barriers so far that we've had with the Discord system that we want to. And many of you guys are having an easy calling time because you're using Skype or Skype credits, or you're using a. Like we have a Magic Jack, you can call that number. No, you can't call that number with Magic Jack. I am having a Tekwala flashback. Well, you call the number on the screen. Yeah, that's the starting point. If you have a phone, you get the phone and you get the phone and you go one ringy dingy, two ringy dingies, three ringy dingy. You can do it yourself. It's not that hard. And as you can see, the number is up there so that you can read the numbers and punch in the buttons, okay? Now, we made this super easy. You're welcome. Super easy for people who are bordering on brain dead. So I know a lot of people are going to have a hard time with this, and some people are stumbling over their phones right now, starting to vomit and have panic attacks because they're dealing with the technology. So anybody who wants to call in can. I would go 30 minutes on our shows in the past, and for all of you listening in archive, this Blog Talk show has been on hiatus for about 4 years. But I realized that we have to at least use the 30 minutes available to us from 8 to 8:30. Why not? And I thought to myself, well, maybe we will get a caller. And if we get a lot of callers on a nightly basis, because I'll be doing this as a regular part of our show now, we will end up having a full-on contract signed up, and we'll pay them monthly over at Blog Talk Radio just to give 2 hours of calling. But if this doesn't turn into just, you know, like one caller, Mad Dog, and that's it, then we won't have to worry about anyone else. I was all excited about it too, but we didn't get any other callers, so it's not that exciting. We could all go to sleep now. You know, I'm opening up another network that is not being monitored by the NSA. It's called the Psychic Enemies Network, and I'm able to communicate with my psychic enemies if you tap into the mojo that I'm currently tapped into. So focus on the mojo, and if you know what the mojo is, we'll be able to communicate. It's different than Psychic Friends Network. I can't violate the legal rights of Miss Cleo and her descendants who are now in probate, so I can't really go there. Yeah, no callers. Well, it just shows to go you that people that go to show you just don't have it all in them, you know, to do that. So if people are watching on the screen and can get in, maybe people are being locked out from overseas. It's possible. Yeah. They're under pressure. Well, there's no pressure. This is going to be an ongoing thing from 8 to 8:30 until people do call in. So it's no big deal. All right, so Alex Jones flipped out, but we could totally see that it was a make-believe event, and everything he does is for show. So, yeah, that's understandable. I can imagine anyone would be intimidated by me. Trump could be blocking the phone number. The FBI could be blocking the phone number, too. I couldn't believe that the person came in with this fake link. I know. He doesn't understand we're being censored on the Vaughn Network, and I've told him 30,000 times, and I just decided to ban him for good. Britain's first in London, really? Okay. Yeah, no callers. Wow. Well, I censor you all the time because you're censorable.
Not doing it will be catastrophic. We'll have 8 degrees, we'll be 8 degrees hotter. In 30 or 40 years, and basically none of the crops will grow. Most of the people will have died, and the rest of us will be cannibals. Civilization will have broken down. What the few people who are left will be living in a failed state like Somalia. There's too many people are using too much stuff. But if there were less people, they'd be using less stuff.
Well, Mr. Turner, who's now much older than this, I mean, I don't even want to show you his picture. It's pretty disturbing. Ted Turner. He thinks by getting rid of people, we're going to, you know, somehow get rid of the misuse of stuff. Well, he's one of the people that uses stuff and doesn't clean up his atmosphere. No, there is a strong probability that people are unable to call in from outside the country. No, it's not uncommon. We anticipated this. That's why I'm just doing a 30-minute test here. No, seriously. Outside of the country can't call into these numbers, and you can't call in using a magic jack either. So it's a very expensive call if you're outside the country. We're being attacked. Hold on, please. Thank you. The Discount Monte Cristo will be featured tomorrow. Yes, the Discount Monte Cristo coming up. $1 for lunch for you and yourself in your mouth. How can we make free to call in? We're not sure. You might have problems accessing international phone lines for free. Google phone will not work. Magic Jack will not work. Any type of internet voiceover data protocol will not work. I'm paying right now to be in here in an empty chat room. I'm paying 10 cents a minute to be in here talking to nobody. Yeah. No, the international callers can't call in. Always recognize there is a reason for everything. You did hang up too soon, Mad Dog. We had another caller. Oh, we got a caller. Hang on. Hey, you're on the air with our show, Virtual Interactive Chat
Hub.
Oh,
Dave. You there?
Yeah. I'm there. Sarah's here, too.
I'm testing this thing out. Is it working?
It's working. You sound great. Yeah.
Oh, thank you, sir. I just wanted to just make sure that everything's in the up and up and it wasn't a fake call.
Yeah, it's definitely a real call, and you can definitely call in now. We're hoping a lot of U.S. people get in. Are you calling from the U.S.?
I absolutely am. I'm calling from New Jersey, if that's in the U.S.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really is. It still is.
No, this is
part of our.
This is a cool platform you have going here. I think everyone should call in. I wish I had something good to say. I do have a few questions.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You ready, Sarah?
Okay.
I'm ready. What are your questions?
Hold on a sec. Sorry, problem here.
You probably wrote it down, so.
No, I didn't write anything down. In all honesty, this is a good operation you have here. I'm going to call back when I have a question.
Yeah, there you
okay,
go, man.
There
hey,
you go.
Thank you very much. Anytime, call back when you have a question. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate it, man. Thank you. Take care.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Hey, this is awesome. You know, I was telling Sarah that I was going to do this, and we really enjoyed the experience. I did this thing all by myself back in the day during the afternoon.
Good. Yeah, back in the day.
Yeah, and then we get 30 minutes every day right after prime time, which it starts at 8 o'clock. That's the free time I can use on this network. Otherwise, it's going to cost me, I think, $30 a month for the premium plan, maybe even more. I don't know what the premium plan costs, but it's good to know.
And then you're have
I know.
Skype
first time caller
or something.
And then I'm using Skype credit to call in, yeah. I remember that old Skype credit we had when some guy wanted to buy that website that we had. It pays to be good.
Oh yeah.
We got a call from a guy at was one of the big banks in England, and he says, "Oh, I love your name. It pays to be good. I would love to have that website."
Now he can get it because they gave up on it.
Yeah, we gave it them. But I thought, well, we better get Skype credit so we can call this guy in case he wants to buy that website. And we did. He didn't have any money. It's like, yeah, you want to buy a website, man. But we ended up using $5 of that credit, which is now being used, the $10 credit, we're using the remainder now. And I'll just load up more credit on Skype when I do it. He didn't scam us. He just didn't really know how to make an offer for a website. It would have been a simple plan. I mean, give us a few dollars and we would have been willing to give him the website because he thought it would be very inspiring for English people to learn how to get incentives to learn. So It Pays to Be Good was our website. We got rid of it. It's probably available to this day.
Well, what are those rates? Regular rates of your phone apply to calling this number, but other than that, you know, if you would pay, it's just like a regular phone number.
Yeah. Right. So Sarah is going to be in the show for a little while too, and we will have the phone, the switchboard up and running.
You want me to just leave it up and running?
Yeah. I'm keeping it up for 30 minutes. I'm doing a 30-minute episode.
Okay.
Now I wanted to touch on some topics for people who are going to be listening to this in recorded broadcasts, just to give people an idea.
You want to talk about the NFL football player who took his own life. He was a murderer and took his own life. And
yes, let's talk about Aaron Hernandez.
I mean, I don't know if there's much to say about him because.
Well,
I'm not. Yeah. Anyway,
let's talk about his death. He died in a room where they say he put stuff under the door to block the door. So it looks like he was trapped in the room and he used sheets to hang himself. I've heard from the grapevine that he was on a 29-hour suicide watch in solitary confinement.
But I
all
heard
of
that
this makes
if he
no
was
sense.
In a suicide watch, they don't usually give him sheets so that they don't hang themselves.
Yeah, so it doesn't make any sense. The whole story seems all messed up.
And I guess he was acquitted of one murder trial,
yes.
But he was already serving a life sentence on another murder trial.
Guest 548.
Murder.
On another murder.
He was convicted of murder.
He was serving life sentence. Guest 548 said he was murdered. And you
yeah,
know this
some
how.
People think he was murdered.
Well, if he was murdered, they made it look like he was locked in the room with garbage at the floor of the door. I'm trying to figure out how we have this.
I did hear like a little audio clip earlier, like he was, so he played for the Patriots, but he was in Connecticut, grew up in Connecticut, and basically he was just always on a very bad, like kind of on a bad track in life, and then he ended up playing for the Patriots, and he was, I think it was that. Anyway, he was like saying how proud he was of himself, and he was going to turn his life around, but this newscaster said that basically it was hard for him to do that because he was playing in Boston and it was so close to Connecticut where he grew up. And so he never really got out of that bad crowd that he grew up with.
Right. And I can understand how that crowd could really be a part of his life. The bar scene in around Boston is almost like a suck monster. When the people start getting into the bar scene, they become alcoholics within 2 weeks. And their whole life is basically locked in place, cemented in. So I've been very familiar with the bar scene in Boston area because I have family out there. And when I was young, I actually had a chance to go out there and visit those family members and encounter some amazing things. I got into a car of a guy when he wanted to show me his Ford Firebird, and or not Ford Firebird, Pontiac Firebird. And he ended up going 145 miles per hour in it.
Oh, goodness.
Down a back road.
Oh, goodness.
You know, once I got in the seat, it was like, uh-oh, better strap in and go for a ride. And these people are wild. I mean.
I know,
so
the people that drive fast, I'm not a fast driver.
I know, me either.
I'm just like a putt.
We're hybrid drivers,
putt
Sarah.
Person.
I know.
Yeah, I have my little hybrid. I love it.
Okay, the CIA and the FBI are launching a manhunt for the leaker who gave top secret documents to WikiLeaks.
According to CBS Evening News.
Yeah, CBS may be making a story because they want to make it look legitimate that the CIA and NSA was hacked.
You told that joke a million times.
And eventually, maybe you'll close out of that.
At Lincoln Financial,
all right, we are not sponsored by this ad.
You shouldn't have to shoulder.
All right, thank you.
Yeah. Okay, so Aaron Hernandez is dead, everybody. Would you date Carol from The Last Man on Earth, the show?
It's a show on Hulu, and they want us to use a 2-week free trial of Hulu to watch it.
I noticed that if I use ad blocker, this computer starts to fry. I was using a Avast free antivirus, and the computer was running at 100%. So there you have it. Right. I used to have AdBlocker installed, but I've had to reinstall Firefox 4 times because we've got some sort of a worm or a malware worm in Firefox. But we haven't had a problem so far. It looks like we've got things fairly under control. But no callers. You know, no callers.
We've
got the first night out. This is going to be an every night thing, folks. So even though we may not sound like we're making a lot of progress here, we will have that phone number available to people for people to call in.
No, some people aren't as comfortable being on air as you are, David.
I guess so.
You know, you have a great voice, and you know when to not have any dead airspace and things like that.
Yeah.
Unlike me, sometimes I have a little. The airspace. But it's okay.
I'm looking for the chat show, and I've got a chat in there. And I can launch chat right now and give people a link to chat over there.
But, you know, the point is I wouldn't necessarily.
Why not use this as an alternative chat room?
Right. I understand what you're saying, but I'm saying just monitor all chat rooms.
Okay.
That's what I would say.
It would be great if I could get the link to that chat room. Okay, well, don't worry about that.
Well, blogtalkradio.com.
No, we have a problem. People getting through internationally are having a problem dialing this number. Maya Bass talks like a pirate, really? Oh, well, we knew about Blog Talk Radio way back in the day, and Jeff Boston.
We started on Blog Talk Radio,
yeah. Jeff Boston on our show, who's a journalist, said that he has three shows there on Blog Talk Radio, and he said, because he gets them through his company that he works for. And I said, well, I can use a free show, and he kind of inspired me.
To return. Even though we were at Blog Talk Radio to begin with. Way before our Blog TV days, we started on Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter if people don't call in. It really doesn't, because obviously we are talking about things that are relevant to what's happening today, and that's more important to us in every show that we do. It makes sense to, you know, just keep that flow going. Okay, I'm going to bring up the news, and Sarah can talk, and I will come in just a few minutes from now and follow up on the radio show and just close it down. We have a 30-minute episode. We do offer the phone number during this time period. You've got 8 minutes left to call in anybody. Bill O'Reilly has ouster will test loyalties of Fox viewers. This is what's leading on the Google News Network. No one feel pressure to call in. Don't worry about it. Obviously, we got two calls. We didn't get skunked. Mad Dog called in and another viewer called in. But people didn't have anything to say, per se, which is fine. It's not a big deal. No biggie. All right, we're all processing a lot of things right now, trying to deal and cope with living in America, with a president that seems to be kind of loose-lipped and kind of willfully dangerous. He has kind of a mind of his own, which would be great if he wasn't such a puppet. You know, he's obviously manipulated, and people are making him do things. Even his own daughter, Ivanka, was behind the bombing, the 59 Tomahawks that were sent into Syria.
Oh, yeah.
She was the one that, they say on the inside, she was the one that was so affected by that story, that non-verified story about the gassing, that she was the one that urged him to drop the Tomahawks on Idlib and the Homs region of Syria. All right, here we go. Sarah's going to talk for a bit. I'm just going to get a refresher on my coffee, and I'll be right back. Thank you.
Yeah, whatever. Take your break or have your dinner. It's all good.
This is the picture I have constructed of this computer here.
So there's a lot happening over at Fox News, you might know about, that Bill O'Reilly is leaving and another guy will step into his position. They're also, Fox News, I heard, has some sexual harassment charges that they're facing. There's other companies that are facing some sexual harassment charges as well. Lots of things going on. Theresa May has called for a new... what I wanted. Theresa May has called for a new election. It's pretty interesting. There are elections over there on the other side of the pond that... their elections, it takes them only 6 weeks to put together an election cycle. Here it takes months and months, years and years, it seems. Kind of interesting. Yes, you can compliment me on my hair. You don't have to ask the other guests to do so. Thank you for the compliment. I appreciate it. You know, all of this happening with just Trump in general. I just feel like he's sending us into war all over. It's pretty sad.
I activated this your head over here for this mouse over there.
Okay, got it.
There's a caller right now.
Okay. So, hello, caller.
Hit the red button.
Oh. Now you're on. I'm sorry. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Caller from 646 area code.
Weird.
I think it's just another. I know it's like they're spoofing a radio show number. Mm-hmm. I will let you listen. Seems like you just want to listen, so I'll let you do that. You can either chat with me and either. the vonlive.tv/third party chat or chat with me over in the Black Talk Radio chat. All right. Oh, why would you say that, 700? Hang up. It's 10 cents a minute. Oh, I guess it could be 10 cents a minute or something. I don't know how much it is to call in, but it's working for me, I guess. They always have been, JoJo. There is a chat room there. I don't have any bathing suit pictures that I know of. None that I know of. I have some pictures of myself wearing dresses. That's about it. You know, David is always going to ban you, Melko. So why should I unban you? David's just going to ban you again. That's what I would have to say. I like Silicon Valley. I think it's pretty good. And I've been listening to these stories about robot-proof jobs. I think that we need to actually have, we need to train people to be able to work alongside and program the robots. That's not helping, Melko. It's not helping. Your job is making robots that make robots. There you go. Even better. Don't you know that there's no proof? Hello, guests. You guests have logged in, and then guests have logged in. Hello, 246 and two guests, 2464 and 2466. I'll say hi. All right. We only have 2 minutes. 16 seconds left on the air over at Blog Talk Radio. It's been fun. I do tend to agree that the first jobs taken by robots should be lawyers. Lawyers do tend to charge a lot of money for writing papers, working with paper. That's about it that I know of. But yeah. I think definitely building things is good robot work. All right. Good in and out. All right. The Dow posted a 2-day drop of more than 200 points. That's a problem. Okay. There's protests happening in Venezuela. There's test results that show sarin gas or a similar substance was in fact used in the chemical weapons attack in Syria earlier this month. This was by the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons. That is a sad thing, and I just wonder who was creating the sarin gas. Did it come from which side that created it? With Sarah, would I ever go to Burning Man? Maybe someday. When I'm too old to enjoy it, probably. I liked some songs from Aerosmith. as far as liking the look of the singer, lead singer Steven Tyler, not really. Oh, hello, Bean Dip. Sure. I think I remember you from Plog TV days. Aaron Garvin has a crush on Steven Tyler. All right, yes. True 548, thank you for listening. Oh, I guess I should say my recording time, none is left as far as recording. I could stay on as far as that goes. And that's it. All right, thank you for listening to Blog Talk Radio. I suppose I'm going to be ending my episode now. And take care. Or should I just leave it open? Yes, I have. Well, you know, I don't think Burning Man started out. Yes, I'll end my episode. Good night to everyone at Blog Talk Radio. Thank you.